Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. Thank you so much. I hope you had your asbestos underwear on and your asbestos hats on, because we were really dropping some napalm. And I'm telling you what, it was not fake. It's from the heart. In fact, I wish we could drop more. But you know what? Those Zulus on the banks of Nkomo River, which became Blood River Radio, they were like friggin' saints compared to these worthless whores. The United Methodist, the Southern Baptist, and the United Presbyterian, all those whorehouses they call churches. I kind of despise them. I can't stand them. And I'm going to get off of that because guess what? We have two fabulous ladies tonight. We have Miss Tamara Goodwin coming on. Her son was arrested because of the Battle of Charlottesville, just basically for punching a Negro in the nose during the fight that the Negro started. Never mind that the Negro had hit a man in the back of the head. I'll think of his name in a minute. With a mag light and almost killed him. He surely did. Harold Cruz was the man's name. DeAndre Harris was the nig. He hit Harold Cruz in the back of the head with a mag light. You know, and we have the greatest announcement we've probably ever made on this show. My baby sister, Miss Monica Schaefer, our brother, her brother, my brother, he was released. Well, I'm gonna let Miss Monica make that announcement before we go to Tamara. Miss baby sister, tell us about Alfred.
Yeah, yesterday, July 1st, honestly, it feels like longer ago because so much going on since then, just in the last 24 hours. But yesterday, July 1st, Alfred, my brother, Alfred Schaefer, was released from the occupied territory of Germany. And he was in the gulag for 4 years, and yesterday he got out. So, you know, he did not actually know himself until 2 days prior. He wasn't sure that he would be released at all. Like, July 4th was his release date. 4 years was his sentence, and he was picked, you know, put into jail. They kidnapped him right out of his home 4 years ago at the end of the first week of our trial in 2018. And yeah, he was initially given 38 months. Then they topped that up to 48 months after they had another trial and determined that, you know, he did new crime just by defending himself in our trial. And so that was topped up, and he was doing 4 years for speaking, just for words. Obviously, we know he was speaking truth, and that's why they put people in jail, is for speaking truth. Anyway, so July 4th was his official release day, but being a Monday, technically, he's no longer a prisoner as of 1 minute before midnight. So in other words, on the 3rd, but that's a Sunday, and then they don't do the things like that on Saturdays or Sundays. And so there was always speculation that he might be released on the 1st, but nobody really knew. And he also didn't know if they would pull a hat trick and keep him in, find some excuse to keep him in longer and just not let him go. You know, when you're in their clutches, that they tend to just make up the rules as they go, which, I think probably Tamara will be able to talk about with regards to her son and the misjustice system. It's certainly not anything to do with real justice. And yeah, so that's the great news. He is actually out of jail.
Thank God Almighty. Thank God Almighty. No help from the stinking churches, that's for sure.
No,
that is so wonderful. I just have chills. Miss Tamara, you are a veteran of working with the for lack of a better word, the legal system. I mean, I know that's a misnomer, but you know, your son was arrested merely for defending himself against a feral animal Negro in Charlottesville, Virginia, and August the 12th of 2017. Tell us a little bit about that. Give us a little bit of background, Miss Tamara, about some of our audience. We're picking up new audiences all the time, new people. Give the listeners, if you can, brief background, why y'all went there, at what happened, what you saw, and why your son's in prison, et cetera, et cetera. And then we don't want to run out of time. We give updates of how he's doing, when he might get out. And then you and Miss Schaefer, Miss Monica, y'all can converse back and forth. Because now I'm going to bow out. You two precious ladies, take over. Go ahead, Tamara.
Well, my son was in Charlottesville just standing up for his rights, had a permit to be there, and he was standing up for every white person in America. They were tearing down the statues of our history, all the statues there. And he stood up for him, and that's why he went. That's why several went, to hear, just hear people talk about it. And some of our guys stand up for it. And DeAndre Harris attacked him basically by running at him three times after he attacked Harold Cruz, which is an elderly gentleman. And then he thought he was going to be attacked, didn't know what he had in his hand. And he kicked him. And make a long story short, y'all need to go check into it, because my son's in prison, for every one of you that's listening. Every one of you that's listening, my son is doing, he's been in at 23 and he's going to be coming out age 30, if God willing. So we got a little over two more Christmases and then he'll be out. And that'll be in 2030. About right, Greg? 2030, he should be out. So he's in there, and they can do anything they want to. I mean, who's going to stop them? Us? Really? Well, look what happened to the ones that went to Washington on Trump's behalf. So can we stop them? There's ways we can stop them, but we don't pull together. And I heard someone say the other day that how animals pull together, and they'll go and protect their own. Black do, Mexicans do, but just white people? No. We just watch them go to prison. That's what y'all stand back and watch them go to prison. But we're going to see them hopefully in the next few weeks. And to everyone that's helped us go see my son, I'm just a mother, and I haven't seen my son in almost 3 years. February would have been 3 years. And my husband and I are going to, through the help of everyone that's been helping us, we're getting the gas money together to go see my son. And Ms. Schaefer, I am totally excited. I can't imagine how you must feel. Because as a mother, I can tell you how I feel. I'd be so excited. I don't know if I can stand talking. I'd be so excited.
Oh, but it's just, yes. Yes, it's the best news. Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
So did y'all go get him, or did he just show up at the door, or what?
No, okay, you know, like I said, he didn't even know it himself until just 2 days prior it was confirmed that, yes, he would be released. But see, he's in Germany. I'm in Canada. I dearly would have loved to go meet him at the gate, but I couldn't really when I started to contemplate it. There's a number of reasons. First of all, the purebloods. Traveling was, up until recently, almost impossible, I think, for somebody who's not taken the jab and, you know, succumbed to allowing ourselves to be poisoned. And then now it seems like maybe, but then I have other considerations for Germany. that's a long story. Yeah. I don't want to get into it now.
Yeah.
But so his wife was there, as well as a couple of friends who have a car and could drive him. And so, yeah, he's home. He is home in Bavaria, where he lives in southern Germany. And all is good, you know, and he's chomping at the bit. He is unbowed. Let me tell you, he is unbowed. He sees things shifting. He sees things happening that are very, very positive. He has a fantastic spirit. He always sees whatever they do to him and takes it and turns it around and makes it a positive. And yeah, so I am looking forward to when he can come on the show himself, which, you know, it might be sooner rather than later. But as far as your son being in until 2030, no, that's something has to needs
I'm
to
sorry,
happen before
2024.
Then.
I'm mistaken. He will be 30
okay.
when he gets out.
That's
what I'm saying. But you know what? I asked Jacob. They were screaming last time we were trying to talk to him, and the animals were on the warpath, I guess, last time. We couldn't hardly hear him talking. And I said, how is it worth it, Jacob, that you're in there with some of the lowest scum, you say, you know, the low of the lowest, but you're giving your life for them, baby. How do you feel? He goes, Mom, it's important. It's important. Somebody stand up no matter what, how they are. So, you know, it makes me hard in some ways, but it also, I'm honored to be his mother in so many other ways. So
I am so glad. I am so glad that is his outlook, because he obviously sees this as, you know, the war that we are in. Alfred as well always has seen it that way, that we are actually so fortunate to be alive at this time in our history, because we have the chance, we have the opportunity to be at the forefront of this battle. Like, anybody and everybody has to get involved now. You cannot just sit on the sidelines. I mean, I know there's a lot of people who are still duped and just do not understand what is going on. And that's, you know, our job, our role to wake them up. And everybody has to do something. And everybody can do something. You know, it's not up to us to tell you what to do. You need to use your own minds and imaginations to figure out what you can do. Everybody needs to get involved. Like, nobody can just, like, all hands on deck now, right? We're in the 11th hour.
Yes, because I tell you what, when my son is still working on his mind to get more educated, educating himself more, he's very educated already, but his body, he says, Mom, when I come out, I want people to know that what they've done for me, I respect it.
Ms. Tamara, we have to go to our first break of the third hour. We'll be right back when we come back. When we come back, I have a quick question for Sister Monica, and then we'll go right back to Ms. Tamara. Be right back, folks. Hang on.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ has been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
God bless you, Blood River Radio people, for hanging out. This has been a heck of a show. We kicked off our very first third hour tonight. Our third hour, in case you're just tuning in, starts at 3 p.m. Central. You know, our old time is we kick off at 4 p.m. Central. We now kick off at 3 p.m. Central. And it's what we call, what I like to call, a hybrid show. The United States Ship Liberty Veterans Association has, they gave the funds. They sponsored that for that hour. They paid for it in full. And they're going to be on until paid up full to December 31st, and I hope they will renew, and I hope y'all people can call in and support them with all your might, because they deserve everything we can possibly do for them. And that said, we were talking during the break, me and little sister Monica and Miss Tamara. Miss Monica said that Alfred had noticed some positives happening in Germany when he got it, that he's optimistic about that. I was going to ask Miss Monica to tell the audience if she knows, what are some of those positives?
Well, as an example, he says that all the guards in that prison where he just came out of, they all have it figured out now. They see, they understand what's going on. And, you know, in the last while, he was being treated with the utmost respect. And then when he was being released, like, he was just being treated like a king. I mean, they were, deferential to him. They were treating him really, really well and respectful. And they, you know, I think made some comments to him. Alfred, you know, you gotta, get out there and do something, you know. So they're pinning their hopes on him and stuff, you know. But obviously, we, like I said before, we all have to do something. So those were just, you know, he was getting a very, very positive vibe. And then that's the guards he was talking about. But, you know, the other prisoners there. And I think anybody who has been to prison will know this from firsthand experience. But those of you who haven't, you can imagine it, that the prisoners, whatever they're there for, let's just put that aside, they are a population who are going to be more prone to being able to see the big picture and understand what's going on. Because in one way or another, they have run up against hardships in their life. So, like I say, whatever they are in there for, I mean, and I'm kind of right now talking about the white population. I mean, as an aside, Alfred commented very early on when he went to prison, gee, I feel like I'm in an African prison with German staff. Honestly, that's how it is. He calls them the orcs. So, you know, he's among the orcs. It's very, very noisy and he's, you know, it's just awful. But, you know, among the white population, I experienced the same thing when I spoke with women in the prison about what I was there for. They were interested. They were not just, most of them anyway, were not dismissing my story out of hand. And they actually were open to understanding what's going on. So I don't know if Tamara, if you if your son talks about that at all.
Oh, well, right now in Virginia, they were going to let, they're so shorthanded. It's amazing that some of them in the, one of the officers in the prison had to come from another place in the prison and didn't know how it worked. And they were actually asking the prisoners how it works. Do I push this lever to let y'all out? What do I do to let y'all out? That's how shorthanded they are. They were going to let over 600 come out of Jacob's facility alone. And then the governor, new governor came on and changed his mind. What was the reason he changed his mind, Greg? Do you remember?
It was he's replacing a very liberal governor who exited, and he is a Republican. So he came in. He's ran on a conservative ticket. So he tried to veto as much of the prison overhauling that the reform that the former governor did, and so a lot of those prisoners that were scheduled to get out. He vetoed a large portion of that reform, and they're not getting out now, but they're so understaffed. But one comment I wanted to make that I heard Ms. Schaefer say, talking about her brother, saying that he would do it no matter what. One of the traits that Europeans had, and it was set us apart from most races, is we had the spirit of self-sacrifice. We could see beyond ourselves and see a bigger picture, and we were willing to sacrifice ourselves for the furtherance of the cause of our people. Through the years, you've seen that displayed during World War II. Men thought they were fighting for the right thing, but they would selflessly go and sacrifice themselves, and we know that most of that was white European men. Nowadays, and the generations that we're dealing with now, that has been conditioned out of them, the spirit to fight and defend our culture and our heritage has been basically taught out of them through the school systems that we know that the government has controlled for a very long time. But that spirit of self-sacrifice that we see in your brother, my son, and, you know, other people, there's some, it used to be inherent in the most majority of European people. We do not see that anymore. And that, sadly, is going to be one of the things that they use against us for our demise. We have to be able to see that there's a bigger picture than just ourselves, and we can't trade. We can't trade our future and our children's future for comforts right now in the present. And that's going to be hard to impress that and get young European children to understand that now because of how much they've been conditioned.
Well, Rudy, real quick, people can hear about my son by going to theyearofjubilee.com. That's with one E. They can see everything there because they have took everything down off the internet that y'all can see about Jacob. They're trying to block everything they can because they know he's railroaded. So, and Jacob always says to you guys out there, it's with, through trial, with honor, through duty. That's what he says for you guys. With honor through duty. But you go to Year of Jubilee and y'all can see my son and see how he got railroaded. And I don't know if y'all heard last weekend's radio podcast, but it was really great because a man and a son's getting railroaded worse than my son is. And the only reason they didn't make it black and white then is because it was so much new stuff going on in 2017 and the blacks were in the wrong and they know it.
Absolutely. You know, Miss Monica, I'd like to come back to you and respond to something that the guest said about, you know, Miss Tamara's husband. What was your name, sir? I forgot.
Scott.
Scott said, alluded to a truism, that the white race, we have always been altruistic, kind. You know, I mean, I'm speaking in generalities. We have some SOBs in our race, too. But, Miss Monica, would you say that, this might be a rhetorical question, would you say that that can also be a hindrance to our race because we can go, some of our people go so far as to have what we call a pathological altruism? And I think you know what I'm talking about, Miss Sister Monica.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. And, oh, I was nodding my head vigorously when Scott was speaking. Everything that you said was just so well articulated. It's exactly what it was, a good description of our, one of the traits that we have as a race, this self-sacrifice and, you know, the conditioning of some of these traits out of us. And this has happened over the decades now through all the degeneration, the lies, the deceptions. And one thing that I will say, though, they have not wiped these traits out of us genetically. No, they cannot do that. They will not do that. They are not, they cannot. And so this is where, you know, as we wake up, and this, my brother is just absolutely chomping at the bit to you know, tell people this, like, the people are waking up, then we will have a rebirth and we will get this back. And to your question, Eddie, or to your comment about these traits that we have, whether they are then a liability for us, well, yes, if we have an enemy that infiltrates us and is the chameleon, make, you know, they hide themselves, because this is how they work. This is the Jew. Let me just say that outright. They do things by way of deception. And one of those ways, one of those weapons they have is to make themselves invisible amongst us, or just, you know, they're crypto. They crypto Jews. They get into our systems, like they get into our education system.
Yes.
And use those traits against us. So we could talk a little bit more about that after the break. I hear the music, but
yes, well, yeah. People, hold on to your seats, or we're coming right back to some very interesting points. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. Eddie the Bobadil Miller here. God bless you.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is thanking the United States for another massive round of military funding. The Pentagon announcing another $820 million of your tax dollars are heading to Ukraine as part of a package to supply them with more military supplies as Russia continues its unprovoked attack on Ukraine. Millions of Americans are hitting the roads and airports this 4th of July weekend. AAA expecting nearly 48 million people to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday. That's up 4% from last year. If you're traveling by car, the latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for a gallon of regular gas, $4.82 a gallon. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their holiday weekend at Camp David. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
President Joe Biden is continuing to blame Russia's invasion of Ukraine for rising prices for goods in the United States. Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady disagrees with the president on Fox Business.
Gas prices had already surged, unfortunately, before this war began. Has it exacerbated somewhat? Yes. But underlying it all is this attack by the president on oil and gas in America, and his refusal to work with the industry in America to try to lower these prices.
Some European countries like Germany and France have had a lower year-over-year inflation rate than the U.S. That's according to TradingEconomics.com. Folks in South Carolina dealing with a tropical storm this holiday weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying Tropical Storm Colin is about 5 miles west of Myrtle Beach with top winds of 40 miles an hour. A tropical storm warning is in effect for parts of North and South Carolina. USA Radio News.
Scott.
You're right. We are, as a race, a high trust people, and if we are left to be in one state, it's a great trait to have. But we look at that situation where there's no way these people could do this to me because I wouldn't do it to anyone else. We're high trust, but that was exploited against us. And if you take in culmination with the conditioning of our children through the education system, it began to take away our identity and our, if you would, our desire to even know where we came from, because our young children, when I was growing up, young people, everyone knew when I was in school, everyone knew what their heritage was. I knew I was Irish. I knew some German people. I knew, you know, Swedish people. I knew everyone, every child knew what their heritage was, knew where you came from. Now, children now, they don't have a desire to know. And so if you couple that with taking away your identity, you divide your people because you have a loss of a desire to be a people. And then you couple that with the high trust, you can divide a race very easily if you exploit the high trust trait and then take away their identity.
Absolutely. Can I just add something? You know how they caused people to not be interested in even knowing their identity is through the guilt cult, because that's part of this.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. the so-called education system, which is nothing but an indoctrination and programming system, the official system, like you were talking earlier about, we have to educate ourselves, but that's with true history, not the programming and indoctrination that they do to us. But they're just telling us everything that we've ever done and anything our ancestors have ever done is just bad. So, of course,
they exploit the trust trait, and they also exploit our empathy, our ability to have empathy for others. And so they exploit it.
Absolutely.
You know, I'd like to read something to y'all, if you don't mind. We talked about these chameleons, these, dare we say, Jews that have changed their name and changed their flags, you know, where they try to look like one of us. They're the enemies within, the spies. There's a fellow, his name is Taylor Caldwell. I'm going to read this right quick, like, see what y'all think about it. He says, I'm sure you probably heard it. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in an accent familiar to his victims. He wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of society. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. What about that, Miss Monica?
I'm so glad you pulled up that quote, because I have that in my mind all the time, and I had it in my mind a minute ago when I was talking about these things, the traitor among us. And was that Cicero 2,000 years ago? But you mentioned a different name there. But anyway, I'd always thought that was Cicero that said that a couple of thousand years ago.
I think you're right. I think this Taylor guy was just restating it.
Yeah.
But I believe you.
Yes.
I'm almost positive you're right.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yes, yes. How about that, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. And what's sad is, even after that, you have the enemy that's hidden within, you know, you hear about serial killers, how what makes a serial killer so extremely dangerous is his ability to blend in, seem normal. You know, they seem normal. So they're able to hide in plain sight. But what really just is the most heartbreaking is that our own people, our own race, begin to buy into this, and our own race through politics begin to sell us out for a vote, for money, and for power. And so it caused our own race to turn on itself, and we have de-evolved into a race. I'm not going to say the majority, but there is a great number of us who have become degenerates morally. You know, our integrity, our honor has waned over the years, and for some parts we have people who have become the very thing we say we despise. But you're absolutely right. There is nothing more dangerous than an enemy that can hide in plain sight.
That's for that, I'm sure. You know, we had a caller earlier, like on the second hour. She called in from Lisa from Louisiana, and she was asking us, me and Brandon and I, we were running the show at that time. And she asked, how do we keep getting discouraged? What do we do day after day after day? You know, when you get ceaseless attacks, you seem like you're not making headway. So many of the people, I don't think she said stupid, but I'll use it. So many of the people are just damn stupid. And they're self-traitors. They just hate themselves. They hate themselves for being white. But we told her some solutions. I gave some. For instance, encourage. I'm just gonna name a few, then I'm gonna get back to y'all. Encourage people that you know that are in the United States military. These Jews control the Army and the Navy and the Marines, specifically the Army and the Marines, who are traditionally the cannon fodder in the ground fighting, but all the branches have suffered. I would encourage people to wake up, to get the hell out of the military. I refuse to go in. Resist this stinking government in any way you can. Encourage your state legislature to stop sending tax money to these people in Sodom and Gomorrah. Scott, before we go back to Miss Monica and before we go back to ask about Jacob, what solutions did you have that is not going to get you in trouble at this time? Any additional ones, you know? So, for instance, we all know, arm yourselves to the teeth, network with other people that want to arm themselves that you know, store food. But, I mean, we all know those are cliches. But in the end, I mean, I think we have to do more than that. We have to realize that we can't vote our way out of this. Like Dr. Michael Hill said, we said in the earlier hour, reforming the United States will not work because all the goons are in control of everything, all the institutions. What about that, Scott?
You hear about these conservatives and patriots and all, and I think that's great, but we do not live in a country that is governed by the Constitution anymore. We have not lived under the Constitution for many years. Anybody that believes that under a false pretense. So,
well, Scott, we have to go to our last break. Sorry to interrupt you. We have to go to our last break. I can't believe it's the end of this show almost. Go to the last break. We'll let Scott answer that question. Then we need to get Miss Tamara to tell us something about Jacob. Be right back, folks.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, we've got the last segment here. We've got to cram as much as possible because precious airtime is precious. Anyway, Scott, I think you were addressing the point I'd ask you of solutions, et cetera, and then what we can do to fight this beast if there is, you know, other than all-out war. And then when we get through that, we'll get Miss Tamara to tell us quickly about Jacob and any of the other prisoners, and then we'll let Miss Monica Schaefer sign us off because her precious brother got out of prison just yesterday. Anyway, back to you, Mr. Scott.
Yes. One thing that I know that people really get discouraged about is they believe there's so few people. And that's what they want you to believe. Like watching TV, they want you to believe that all the filth you see on TV is what the majority of the country wants and wishes. But it's not. Don't get discouraged because there are many people out there seeking the same truth you're seeking. There are many people out there that believe the same way you believe. It's just we're going to have to find better ways of networking and encouraging each other. begin to prep, because we know there's a food shortage coming because the government's creating it. Begin to prep. As you prep, it will also ease your fears about what the future is going to hold. When you know that you've got a means to take care of you and yourself and your people. But don't be discouraged by believing that there's just a very few people that believe that. There are people waking up. There are people contacting me from many, many states that I've never heard from before, who are contacting me and saying that, you know, they know people that they've never met before and are starting to find out even in their area there's more people. I would just encourage people to network, talk to people in your local area, and find out people of like mind.
I think that's sound evidence.
How do you think we should find people of like minds? How do we do that?
Number one, don't be afraid of believing and having pride in your own race.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, you know, they talk about hate. No, I'm talking about having pride in who we are and who our culture and our heritage and our history is. Forget everybody else. It has to start with us. We have to go back to being who we are and what made us a great people. We only speak 50% of our language in this country now. It has been polluted and diluted by dialects from other nations and other races. We have to go back and begin to be who we were and who we are and make ourselves that great people we say we are again.
Amen to that. That sounds like good advice to me.
We have to have integrity, and we have to have honor.
And we have to be fearless. We can't be. We have to be courageous. We have to get in the streets. And Ms. Tamara was asking, how can we communicate? I get in the streets, just one person. Like I know the old cliche, I'm just one person, but I can't do it all, but I can do something. And you'd be surprised how the hell you can stir up sometimes. But anyway, Ms. Tamara, before we run out of time, tell us about Jacob. Anything new you have? When is he getting out? And the other prisoners that are there with him, quickly, how are they doing? Before you let Miss Schaefer close out the show.
Well, Jacob's doing well. He is proud to be who he is. He knows who he is and where he's come from, and he's proud to serve each and every one of you guys. He's had a moment lately, life, but he's coming through it fine. He's tough. He's his mom. And you know they don't have any air in that prison at all. They have big old gigantic fans. And guess what else? I just learned this all this time. They don't have any hot water in there. I mean, no cold water. They have all hot water. So if you take a shower, you get scalded every time. I said,
damn.
In this heat. He said, yes. So my son, let me tell you, my son ain't having it easy serving you guys. No, he's not. But he's proud to do it. And he's got a proud mom and dad. We can't tell you how proud we are. My son has got a little over 2 years left. And we do everything we can to keep in contact with him. And I appreciate everyone supporting us. I appreciate every kind card and every kind word y'all say about my son, because it's not easy what he's doing, by no means. And I don't want it to sound easy, because it's not. But I'm just a proud mother, and I know my husband's a proud dad. So we're hoping, me and him was talking about it yesterday, about I guess we're going to have a good one, a Jacob Goodwin bash when he gets out. So y'all be listening, because maybe soon, I'm hoping I'll be like Ms. Schaefer, that my son will be out anytime. I have hope and I pray every day. So you guys pray for my son, because he needs prayer. So Ms. Schaefer, I guess it's back to you.
I just love hearing you speak about your son that way, and your pride that you have in what he's doing. That is just fantastic. And Scott, your words there, you and Alfred speak the same language. I'm telling you, like that. What you said about they want us to think that we are isolated, just a few people, just a, you know, quirky clique. They work hard on making us think that, and it is absolutely not true. And then, Eddie, what you said about one by one by one, you know, we are just one, and so we can go out there and do something. It's that also is something Alfred always says, you know, just you just work one by one on people, and there is the ripple effect, and it is bigger than anybody can imagine. And we are going to win this. We are going to win this. This is the attitude we have to take. We have to just march forward with that outlook, with that attitude, because if you don't, then you've already lost. So,
Monica,
yes.
I am just a mother. You know, y'all people say you can't do anything. Well, I'm just a mother. I stand up. I get on these shows and I talk about my son. I talk about white people. I tell them how to, you know, you get, look, I'm just a woman. I'm supposed to be weaker sex. You know what? I'm just a mother. I'm proud of my son and I back him up. That's all I can do, that I'm doing something.
You're a mama bear. We have lots of bears around here, and I know a little bit about bears, and boy, they protect their young, and they are strong.
Yes,
they ma'am.
Jacob's exact release date is scheduled for 12/30/24. And I also wanted to just add, anybody who thinks that they will get any justice from the United States justice system, they're sadly mistaken. We are taxed without no representation, and we have no recourse in the justice system whatsoever. No rights.
We need to know. We need people to know that the government is the enemy of the people. That is how it is currently in our countries, Canada, United States, and, you know, Germany. These are the three countries that we're kind of talking about today in regards to Alfred and yourselves and your son and then myself here in Canada. The governments of these countries, they are the enemy of the people. So, yeah, the justice system, what's that? It's absolutely just protecting the criminals. They proved that to us every single day in our trial.
And Monica, you know what else it said? Is my husband was in the military. My husband was going to give his life and his everything. There's another one, my son. But my husband also was in the military so that you would have those rights. So, and they're taken away from us. My own husband, who was in the military, his rights are taken away from him that he fought for. So what is wrong with this picture? Do I have to be just a blonde woman, supposedly? Sorry, blondes, but to be so dinged at to say, hey, that our government is for us. I have a relative that told me, says, oh, they're not going to let us starve. They'll take care of us. I said, they didn't even take care of your nephew. How are they going to feed you, really? Be real. Be a grown-up.
Yeah, and the reason the government is the enemy of the people and they're not going to take care of us, like your friend, your very trusting friend says and thinks, is because the governments are, the people in there, they are just puppets, and it's the hidden government, the permanent government that controls it, and we know who that, the hidden government, who they are. They're the ones who we're not allowed to criticize lest we be called anti-Semitic.
They're the same ones that said, give us Barabbas 2,000 years ago.
Why have they been kicked out of country after country after country? They're always kicked out. And is it just because we're born with some kind of a weird gene? That's what they like to make us believe. They've put it into the DSM, haven't they? Anti-Semitism is some kind of a diagnosable illness. No, it's, you know, they get kicked out because they bad behavior.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tamara.
Go ahead, Tamara. Just when I'm thinking sometimes you guys have forgotten my son, I get a letter in the mail that just says, you know, I'm thinking about him. I haven't forgotten. It's been a while. Or, you know, sometimes I'll think, well, it's been a few years now, Jacob, you know. It's people are just got life going on and, you know, economy and stuff. And, baby, you know, but there is those few. I'm telling you, every month it's hard for me to say thank you, enough. That helped me, that support. That's how I talk to my son. So you guys that have stood beside me, there's no way and no words that this mother can say but thank you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for supporting my son and not forgetting that my son is giving his life to you guys. And he does
you know.
It. And
is there a mailing address at that yearofjubilee.com that people can write to him?
Yes, but you can just get on that website. You can find us. Y'all can write Eddie. Y'all can talk to Monica. Y'all can talk to him. But, hey, my name is out there. I'm not ashamed. You know, they were going to cut my head off and burn my house down, and they followed me around. So, you know, I'm easy to find. You know, I don't hide. You know, I would proudly take a lick for my son, you know. So I'm just a mother. So if I'm just a mother and I've got some fire under my feet, y'all get some fire under your feet for your own grandkids, for your own kids, for your own wives and husbands. You know, there's things you can do. And if you don't know, get in contact with me. I bet you I can help you.
Way to go. That's great.
Before we run out of time, you know, we tried several times to get Jacob on the air, and for some reason we could never get him. I wanted to record his phone calls. I know Rudy Davis with your Jubilee, I know he's had him on. But we've always run into difficulties. We had Daniel Goodwin on, but, you know, he came on when
Daniel
I, but
Borden?
We never. Yeah, I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm Borden. I'm looking at the
wrong. Okay.
I was looking at this year of Jubilee sheet. I'm going to try to get it to Monica after the show. But I wish I would give anything if we get him on the show. And I know I'm kicking a dead horse, but do you think, is there any way, since you said that there's a shortage in the prisons and things are changing, it sounds like there's some hope that Jacob may be able to get out earlier than his official release date. Is that true?
We pray, but they're not going to let him.
Jacob Goodwin would be the last prisoner. If they let everyone in there go, including death row inmates, they would be turned loose before Jacob Goodwin.
They have to make an example out of Jacob. You know,
yeah, I think you're right. It's the way it is in Germany, too. With any political prisoners, they always serve to the last day, that I've heard of anyway, always. Whereas other people get let out after two-thirds or even half.
Yeah.
That's the way the Jews do it, folks. United States of America. People, dear Miss Monica, dear Tamara, dear Scott, Cameron, Aaron, Jay, everybody that made this show going tonight, Rand, the sailors for the USS Liberty, the listeners, the family, thank y'all so much for coming on, making this third hour show. Thank you so much. I'll be getting in contact with each one of the people that was on the show tonight as soon as possible. I've got to call Phil Torney in just a few minutes. He was on the first hour with one of the sailors. Well, good night, everybody. Thank you so much. I love y'all so much. And Miss Monica, we have to get together and talk about our brother as soon as possible. And people, we got to go because Tamara and them, they've got to bring the political cesspool show on this area. Good night, everybody.